Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Today is Friday, August 6th, and we took like a month off.
Yes, we've been on vacation.
Yes, and sometimes it's needed. We miss y'all. So we're back for another episode. It's me, your girl, Ty, also known as Beautifully Fits One.
And it's Jess, also known as Jess Kicking It.
We go by multiple aliases, but that's our main one.
You'll speak for yourself.
You do have multiple pages.
I don't have multiple aliases.
I'm thinking about the pages on our like social media. Anyway.
I have two handles.
So today, y'all, we're going to, the topic we're going to discuss is stop playing with your own potential.
Girl, stop playing.
Ooh, that's a good one. Hashtag, girl, stop playing.
So if you listen to the podcast, hashtag, girl,
stop playing. That's good. Hey. So to kick it off, we just want to, again, just talk about some of our experiences and distractions and how we got back on track when we felt like, you know what? I do need to stop playing with my own potential. Because I know that's a conversation that I've had a lot in the last few months because how everything just shifted. And then you realize, like, man, I probably could have gotten this far ahead. Try not to beat yourself up for it. But sometimes it happens. Like, think about how far ahead you could have gotten if you just stopped playing with your potential. So how do you deal with that? Like when you get to those places of like knowing that you're capable of more?
For me, I revisit and revamp. I just think about a place R&R. Where, R&R. Yes. Okay, I might have dropped something just then. But I just kind of revisit those places and those spaces when I was most productive and where I had most movement. And it usually just revitalizes my energy and my spirit to push forward.
Because one thing I noticed though, because I know we had this conversation some time ago about how we are given these life lessons over and over again until you get it. So it's almost like the same in the essence of dealing with your potential. Sometimes things come back around and see like, are you ready for it? Are you ready to step into your greatness and, you know, excel at what you are fully capable of? Because that's what I know. That's where I'm at sometimes. That's why I feel like I get frustrated because it's like I can see it. I feel it. But then the execution.
Yeah. And sometimes you have to reflect on those seasons where you were most productive and some of the things that you accomplished then. And you're like, I did that.
Right.
I did that this time.
And it's refreshing.
Yeah, for sure.
It's refreshing to know, like, hey, I've been here. I know that I can do it again because, you know, this is nothing new. For sometimes, like, if it's not anything new, it's like I know that I'm more than capable of getting through it. So just thinking about potential, though, like, let's share some steps you would share with our listeners, like, when it comes to stepping in that potential and then just, like, I guess letting fear go, like, a part of it. Like, what do you do, or you could share what you do to get to that place of, like, fully living and basking in your greatness?
Well, I think first you have to realize your potential, right?
Right. So you have to, with the mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you have to create that mindset around realizing your potential and what you feel like you're capable of doing. You know, like, potential itself means the capacity to become or develop into something.
Right.
Once
come
you
on,
can
wait.
Envision that,
you should repeat that one. What is potential again?
The capacity to become or develop into something in the future.
Hey, we need handcuffs. All right.
Yeah. So, actually, again, you know, that kind of feeds into my mantra of aspiration, inspiration, motivation. You have to first, you know, visualize, think about, you know, your potential. So that's the first step for me. And then it's that whole actualization process of doing and, you know, visualizing, seeing, being, doing. And you just move. Yeah, that's basically the steps.
Because I know for me sometimes, just dealing with sometimes anxiety, because a lot of us deal with, like, depression, anxiety in those moments. Generally speaking, from my personal experience, it's almost like, feel your feelings, allow it to not overtake you, but know that it's present and you acknowledge it. But doing things, again, that helps you down the line. That could be taking walks. Because I think a lot of times too, when you recognize your potential, but you have these stumbling blocks, because they will come to test you. And I think, again, just realizing at that moment, what is it teaching you? Or what is it that you need to get from it so that you can fully walk into your greatness? And that's been like one of the struggles that for me personally, for the last few months, it's kind of been one of those things like a seesaw. I liken it to a seesaw because it's like, you know, you have those ups and then you have those downs.
It's interesting how potential and distractions parallel to other areas in your life.
Right.
And even sometimes relationships with other people.
Right. Oh, that energy don't lie. And I recognize too, when you link up with the wrong type of people, you kind of, you know, you lose sight. And then again, you don't fully walk into your potential a lot of times because you're so distracted from like that end goal.
So how do you like realign or readjust and refocus?
For me, I go to sleep. No, sometimes I don't. I'm big on sleeping, but rest and recovery is essential for me. I'm more of a person who has to have a respite, like coming home, kind of like just being alone, going through that phase of just kind of detoxing. So detoxing can be an internal thing. It could be spiritually. It could also be mentally. And I think it has been like my saving grace to help me to get back focused to like, okay, rewrite my goals down, see it, speak it. I'm big on, again, affirmation and like you said, visualization. So seeing it, speaking it, and then it's like, all right, you get your place to get yourself to a place of knowing like, I need to get back on track. And then setting goals, tackling those goals again. We talk about that a lot too, but it's real. Like you're seeing it, but you got to have like those steps that's going to help you get there. So I know for me, it's like taking those breaks, allowing myself to just feel, giving myself grace, but then knowing like I'm more than capable. Because I believe that we are not given these visions and dreams, like for no reason. It's a reason behind it. So I kind of go back to that and like, all right, so what's the next step? It's kind of like I'm asking myself, what's the next step? What's the next step? Because I know I can't be in this place for a long time.
I think the main thing is that we lack prioritization and balance.
Oh, that's good.
So usually when we don't find a good balance between our potential, our goals, our life as it currently exists, meaning like your day-to-day, and your ability to be able to prioritize that and move forward, it kind of keeps you stagnant.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that stagnation is definitely a crippler.
Yeah.
And I know, too, a lot of times dealing with comparison, like we talked about how comparison is a thief of joy. And you think about, I guess, like, in the age of social media now, we do that a lot. And I'd be like, you know, learning to practice contentment because you don't know what the next person is dealing with, you know, what more, you know, what they're capable
how
of and
they
all
got
of that.
There
right.
And what, you know, all the details.
And I think that's another thing to just kind of focus on, too. It's like, stay in your lane, you know, run your race.
Like I say, ride your own way.
There we go. We might hashtag. What was our other hashtag? Girls, stop playing with your potential. No, girls, stop playing. That's what it was. There we go. Sorry. Sidebar. Going back.
Girls, stop playing.
Yes. Okay. For real. But I think it's also important to learn to just trust the process so that you know you can learn to trust in your potential as well. Because I think, too, when we're given these, like, these journeys, it can be scary a lot of times. But I think whenever you have that gut feeling, it's almost like telling you to boss up. You got this.
You use the keyword trust. So how do you know if you trust yourself and when to trust yourself?
I think for me, it's an inner feeling. I think we all have this gift of intuition. And when you feel like something's off, trust it.
Trust your gut.
Yeah, it really speaks to you. I think it's a practice, though, because if you're constantly going through life just ignoring everything or ignoring these feelings and these, I call them eerie vibes sometimes, learn to trust it, because it's obviously the spirit, God, universe speaking to you in ways that we don't necessarily see. But because we are spiritual beings first, I believe that we are given these guides.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the most important thing to kind of pay attention to, because it can either keep us, derail us, or keep us on track.
Okay.
But yeah, trust your inner self. We've all been given it. Now, how to make that stronger? I would say definitely sit in meditation, sit with yourself, be reflective. I do a lot of like reflections, prayer time.
I was thinking
journaling.
Not to cut you off, mm-hmm. but how in an era of so much like distraction and noise, don't really
know how to
sit with ourselves. Mm-hmm. I think for me, I value that. That's why sometimes sitting in the car is like therapeutic
for me.
Because I just want to sit, and it's just mm-hmm. not to do anything, not to scroll, but just
be
sit
there
with myself. And I think you learn a lot about yourself.
Yeah.
Actually, like, sit alone with yourself.
Do you ever think about your thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, because it's like, I forgot what I was reading about how many thoughts you think a day. It's crazy. It's just amazing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just learning to, like you said, sit with yourself. So
I try to write them down, though.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like I would do with my
dreams, or I'll Google something.
Yeah.
I was wondering if my Google could, like, speak back to me and like, other things that I've Googled.
Elon Musk probably working on that. Some kind of technology thing. But I have this thing now. It's like I am learning to just be. That's it. Just be. And I know I had somebody that was asking me, what do you mean by that? Like, just be present. Just be in the moment. Let's not think about yesterday. Don't think about tomorrow. Just be in the right now. A lot of times it's just like, because we're so quick to kind of either be so focused on our past, or we're so focused on the future and what's tomorrow gonna bring. And I think mm-hmm. it brought me to this quote about depression is more so focusing on your past, and anxiety is more about focusing on the future.
Mm.
And I was like, man, I'm a mix of both. And that's why I was just like, that's what I'm saying. It's like a seesaw. It's like thinking about where I was to where I want to go, but what about that just be in that moment? So that's why I was learning. Like,
so you're practicing how to settle your mind and just be in the moment.
Just be in the moment. Just like now. We're recording our podcast. It's not to say we're not trying to think about anything else. It's just focusing on what we're giving our audience, what's mm-hmm. happening right now, and being present. And I realize that has helped out a lot, too. It's just that anxiety or something else. So it's like you got to, those thoughts come up a lot. So it's like you got to really redirect them
mm-hmm.
and not to really, I guess, give it too much energy. Because when you give it a lot of energy, it really takes you somewhere else. So it's a struggle sometimes. So what did you say about, or I guess maybe an instance where you felt like you were, like you got to that place and you knew you were stepping into your purpose and, you know, living in your full potential?
Usually,
or you feel like you're just becoming, or you still becoming?
I feel like I'm still becoming in some aspects, but sometimes you know, when you get the confirmation of other people. You feel like you are doing something with purpose and ease, and other people feel that same feeling, or they feel like
they're confirming it.
So for me, that's what
what aligning is. It's, you know, alignment is an amazing thing too when you're aligning yourself, just like when you're manifesting. You talk about visualization, and then this is how things come to us, is that you know you are in alignment. I think that's good too. Like mm-hmm. to know you're on the right track and you're on the right path of walking into your purpose, fulfilling that potential.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what would you tell a friend that you know that has, you know, potential? Like, what are some ways that you can kind of push and motivate them to stop playing with their potential?
I think because I'm a coach at heart, it's always like, for me, the struggle, before I answer that question, it's always kind of like you end up seeing potential in other people, but they don't see it in themselves. And that's been the hardest struggle for me, because it's like you have all this potential, whether it's relationships or just friendships and your family. And it's just like, why are you sitting on it? You just want to bring it out of people. And I think.
Yeah, and sometimes you want it more than they want
why
it.
Why is that? Like,
and that is frustrating.
It is very frustrating. And I realize it's like, don't put yourself in that predicament, because, again, it can be so frustrating and draining, because there's nothing you can do for someone who don't see potential in themselves. Like, if they don't see it.
But I'm wondering if that, like, goes deeper. And I'm not a therapist, but that goes into, a self-esteem type thing.
Confidence and all that. And then to go deeper in that, sometimes, like, their upbringings and how were they taught about things, self-esteem, and knowing that they can accomplish. Were they encouraged as a child? So a lot of times that reflective, it shows up in your adulthood.
So get into the root of that, because we're trying to help our listeners.
Yes.
But, like,
soothing the inner child.
Who, beloved.
Yeah.
Who or where do you feel like you get your confidence from, or who gave you the most, confidence?
Like, where does it come from?
Yeah, like, where does it come from?
I think, too, learning, being around, surrounded by people that you trust, that loves you and want to see you do great, is the starting point. Mm. Especially as a child. Again, you're being molded, and we're all being surrounded with ideologies, information, experiences that's shaping us. But at the end of the day, when you grow up, it's like, what are you really going to believe? So for me, it was like, I was always surrounded by positivity and encouragement and kind of like having that affirmation. So I think for a lot of people who don't have that, they can struggle a little bit more. Not saying that we don't struggle, even though we had it. It's just, I think it's a lot harder because you didn't have that kind of like that nurturing comfort, that security growing up. So as you grow older and it starts reflecting in your adulthood, and that can just show in all kinds of ways. And again, why people don't live up to their potential, because they don't believe it. A great example, just talking about Kanye West, because he may seem egotistical, but that man truly believes in anything he does. And I think that's a prime example of how we could live, in a sense of not being egotistical or anal or anything, but it's more like, you see a dream, you're given something, and you want to see it through no matter what.
I think we kind of touched on this before, and how, like, society talks us down off
right.
of our dreams. It's
right.
not so much of,
right.
you know, we don't dream as a child anymore.
Right.
We just grow
we're
up.
Not allowed to dream. And that's the sucky part about it. Like, who taught us? Like, why is it been taught to us to feel like we can't dream? Because we want to just go in this race of doing for others. I don't
Society
know.
Society has conditioned us.
Yeah. So I think it is good to dream again, because you're growing up, you always have these dreams. Like, I don't know who, you know, you get to a point of stop dreaming. And I think that's one thing for me, is like, I want to make sure I keep dreaming, because I think that keeps you young and your mind strong too, because, you know, your mind is capable of so much. It can hold so much information. Visualizing is another way to really help train it. So that's why I'm big on vision boards. I have them somewhere everywhere, my phone, my house, notes in the car, shower. So sometimes you have to be surrounded by that. And again,
you got to see it before you see
right,
it.
Right.
Or you'll never see it.
Right. So I think that's an important aspect. You step differently when you walk in your purpose. I like that one. But yeah, that's the confidence thing. And again, I just think it's important for people to dream and, you know, understand what is it that they truly want and work towards it. It's not easy, because your mind will constantly tell you, for some reason, I don't know if it's just an innate thing for us to think negatively. So you gotta condition your mind to really believe you're more than capable. I can do this. And this is why scientists have proven how effective affirmations are. You have to speak that stuff constantly, especially if you're struggling with negativity and you know, not having healthy thoughts.
Yeah.
So I think that's important. I think that answered your question.
Yes, it did.
Okay. Because I feel like I kind of went around it, but I was just like, yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess just a thought thing for our listeners. So just think about, what is it that you're downplaying? I mean, in your alone time and when you actually sit with yourself, you know, consider those things and move on. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to wrap it up, but I just kind of did.
So yeah, I think to summarize again, I know you talked about the R&R for this review. What's that R&R again?
What? Realigned, readjust, yes. Refocus?
Yes. Love it. I think that helps, you know, again, having a clear mindset, clearing out the chatter in your mind, getting rid of the toxicity, negative people in your life. And again, too, I believe what we watch, our music that we listen to, has a profound effect. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you have to be mindful of what you take in. And also mantras, visualization, and actualization is what you talk about. So mm-hmm. I think all those things really help us recognize our purpose and actually walking into it. So I hope this, guys, has been inspiration for you. And hopefully these are some nuggets that you can take and apply them, because I know for sure it has helped me along the way. And I hope that it can do the same for you.
And just a few takeaways. You want to trust your gut. Dream again.
Yep.
Don't stop dreaming. You got to see it before you see it, or you'll never see it. Mm-hmm. And always consider, what is it that you're downplaying?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Snap, snaps. That was good. That was good. Good nuggets. Good gems. Quote.
What's our quote?
It
always gets.
Why we do that?
Don't
ignore your own potential. It's very simple. Don't ignore your own potential. Follow your gut.
Yes.
It ain't lying.
Girl, stop playing.
Until next time, it's been a pleasure. It's your girl, Beautifully Fit One.
It's me, just kicking it.
Don't forget to follow us on IG at GoDigHer @gmail.com and IG and Facebook.
All right.
See y'all next time.
See y'all next time.